This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today affirmed that India has made it evident that no shelter is safe for terrorists who spill the blood of Indians, referring to Operation Sindoor. He added that the world has recently witnessed the strength of India as the operation clearly demonstrated New Delhi's firm and uncompromising policy against terrorism on the global stage. Mr. Modi stated this during the centenary celebration of the historic conversation between two of India's greatest spiritual and moral leaders, Sri Narayan Guru and Mahatma Gandhi, held in New Delhi. Highlighting the government's commitment to inclusive development, the Prime Minister said that under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana, millions of poor, Dalit and marginalised families have been given permanent houses equipped with all basic amenities.
PM Awas Yojana ke tahat karodon gareeb, dalit, peedit, shoshit, vanchit parivaron ko pakke ghar de paye. Hamara laksh har gareeb ko uska pakka ghar dene ka hai. चार दीवारों वाली इमारत नहीं देते हम सपनों को संकल्प में बदलने वाला घर देते हैं.
The Israel Defense Forces IDF has claimed that Iran fired the missiles despite a ceasefire being announced by US President Donald Trump. The IDF said it has detected a new launch of ballistic missiles from Iran and sirens sounded in northern Israel. This comes shortly after Israel said it had agreed to a bilateral ceasefire with Iran. The Israeli media reported that Defense Minister Israel Katz has ordered intense strikes on the Iranian capital, Tehran, after accusing Iran of violating a truce brokered by the United States and Qatar. Meanwhile, the General Staff of Iran's armed forces has denied Israel's claim that it launched missiles over the past few hours. In a related development, the Iranian Deputy Foreign Minister has expressed his gratitude to Qatar for helping to prevent escalation in the region. In a significant move to strengthen the Indian Army's operational readiness in counter-terrorism operations, the Ministry of Defence has cleared 13 contracts under the Emergency Procurement Mechanism. These contracts, amounting to 1,981 crore rupees, have been finalised against an overall sanctioned outlay of 2,000 crore rupees for the Indian Army. The equipment being procured includes integrated drone detection systems, low-level lightweight radars, very short-range air defence system launchers and missiles, bulletproof jackets and night sights for rifles. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India's food processing sector has seen a remarkable transformation over the years with a dynamic approach which has empowered rural entrepreneurs. Mr. Modi said this while sharing an article penned by Food Processing Industries Minister Chirag Paswan for a News Daily, reaffirming India's transformation journey in the food processing sector. The government is set to start a crop-wise campaign from Thursday to increase crop production. Talking to reporters in New Delhi today, Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said the crop-wise campaign will start with soybean from Indore in Madhya Pradesh. He said during the campaign, farmers, scientists and stakeholders will sit together and discuss to increase the production of soybeans. Mr. Chauhan added that after soybean, the meeting will be held to increase the production of cotton, sugarcane and oilseed crops. The benchmark domestic equity indices retreated from their day's high and ended with modest gains in a volatile trade today as uncertainties in the West Asia conflict kept investors on edge. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex advanced 158 points to close at 82,055. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 added 72 points to settle at 25,044. In the Anderson Tendulkar Cricket Trophy, England were 106 for no loss a short while ago against India on fifth and last day of the first test at Headingley, Leeds. Hosts England are chasing a target of 371 runs. Yesterday, India were bowled out for 364 in their second innings following a late collapse in the final session. Reigning javelin world champion Neeraj Chopra will be back in action at the prestigious Ostrava Golden Spike 2025 Athletics Meet in Czechia tonight. Chopra's event is scheduled to begin at 10:30 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.